Just before leaving for Africa, the president announced a string of initiatives to try to combat climate change. He didn't spell out too many details, but the announcement got our Planet Money team thinking, how much would it cost to deal with a global problem that seems intractable? Well, surprisingly, some experts say the problem isn't actually that hard to solve. Here's Planet Money's David Kestenbaum.
Climate change seems like one of those problems with a million moving pieces. But Henry Jacoby, an economist at MIT's business school, says really, there is just one thing you need to do.
If you let the economist write the legislation, it could be really simple.
If you were to write it, how short could it be?
Oh, if I were to write it, a page.
What Jacoby would write on that page is a carbon tax. Basically, he says you tax the fossil fuels in proportion to the amount of carbon they release. That would make coal, oil, and natural gas more expensive. And then, actually, that's all you have to do. To understand how this would work, I took a drive with Jacoby's colleague, John Riley. Under a carbon tax, gasoline and driving would be more expensive.
What kind of car is this?
It's an Infiniti. This does give something like 27 miles a gallon on the highway, so it's not the worst thing around. But it's not a Prius.
We pull into a gas station. In the first year of a carbon tax, Riley imagines the price of gasoline would rise by about 25 cents a gallon. But you'd ramp up the tax over time to gradually push the economy away from fossil fuels. By 2050, Riley figures the carbon tax would add about $1 to the price of every gallon. Riley does the math, how much that would cost him in a year.
I might buy a more fuel-efficient vehicle.
Right there, that is the carbon tax working its magic. People and businesses all over the economy would start thinking this way, making changes, some big, some small, to avoid the higher cost. And this is why economists love a carbon tax. One change to the tax code and the entire economy shifts to reduce carbon emissions. No complicated regulations, no rules for what kind of gas mileage cars would have to have or what specific fraction of electricity has to come from wind or solar or renewables. And those approaches, by and large, are the way we're trying to do it now. Riley says those are more complicated and more expensive ways of getting to the same place you'd get to with a carbon tax.
I suppose there's always worse ways to do it, but so I wouldn't say it's the worst possible way, but it pretty much is one of the worst ways we could do it.
As with any fix for climate change, a carbon tax would hit some people harder than others. People with long commutes would pay more. Coal miners could lose their jobs. But here is where Riley brings up what is perhaps the most surprising thing about a carbon tax. If you do it right, he says, a carbon tax can be nearly painless for the economy as a whole. That's right. At least initially, you can fight climate change and do it for free, he says. Here's the trick, and it really does feel like a magic trick. A carbon tax brings in a bunch of money. It's a tax, after all. So you take that money and give it back to people by reducing, say, their income tax. So yes, people are paying more for gas, but they get to keep more of their income. And lowering income taxes stimulates the economy. Enough, Riley says, that you could offset the drag from higher energy prices.
This is almost magic, right? Because in some of the work we've done, the whole economy actually benefits by that tax swap. You raise the carbon tax, that does increase your energy costs, but you actually improve economic performance by reducing these other taxes, and the economy is actually better off.
Can that really be true?
Yes.
I called around and talked to a bunch of economists about this, and they said the idea was basically sound. If you give the money back by cutting taxes, you can probably offset a lot of the pain. President Obama has indicated he would support a market-based solution to climate change. But a carbon tax would, of course, require an act of Congress. And right now, that seems unlikely. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.